Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to an exclusive edition of Tigs Bits presented by the Bubba Army Podcast. Wow. We're excited to be bringing you guys, all of you folks out there with the Bubba Army, this show every single week. And we have to thank Bubba, Seth, Lummy, everybody there for all of the support. And of course, we have to thank Anna for being a dumbass and allowing this opportunity to arise for us.
Boys, we have arrived. I'm coming Pat McAfee style today. You know what I mean? I just got too excited. Right. I had to get rid of this stool and just stand up to do this one. You know what I mean?
I like it. Dude. I like it. Yeah, I think it's going to add a little bit of flavor to this.
It's going to help me to move it around. Too. But,
man,
this is awesome.
This is crazy, Blasey. This is crazy. It's, a year ago almost. It was almost about a year ago. We get a little traction. We get a little love. We just do a podcast talking about podcasts, and I'm like, what's your favorite podcast? And then you go into a Bubba tirade and explained exactly who Bubba the Love Sponge was in a way that seemed to have resonated with America and possibly the world. So kudos to you for that. It's just unbelievable. And then here we are, fast forward that, and
we insane. Are recording a podcast right now to be on the BRN Podcast Network. Isn't it insane?
Unbelievable.
How the heck do we just think this into existence? I've never actually ever thought this was going to happen, but like, no. I get it. It's just
put
one of those
the
things.
Put the bong down, boys.
It is just an honor and a privilege.
Yes, it is. Yes,
you
it
got
is.
A bong?
Absolutely.
Who, me?
I don't know. Anybody.
I had to dust out my Hulk Hogan's Thunder mixer to make me a protein shake for this event. You know, I had to.
Man, the Thunder mixer.
The best for this.
The story about that is that he had, they went in, his publicist or his business manager brought him in there, and there was two different products for him to pick through for them to be the spokesman for.
Yeah.
And he chose this one, and the other one he passed on was an electric grill that George Foreman picked up.
Wow.
No joke.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. He passed it. Foreman picked that one.
Holy cow.
What was it called? Wow. Lean cooking machine, they called it.
Yeah. George Foreman grill. I mean, those are huge when I was in college and stuff. Everybody
unbelievable. Yep. He made millions on that deal. I mean, which Hulk ended up doing it really well. It just took on the back end with some help from Bubba. You know what I mean? He got his millions.
Right.
In a
Bubba,
whole different
Bubba
way.
Helped him out.
Yeah.
Because I think I got this That's crazy, I think there's about 13 more of these ever made.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know.
Oh, 13. I mean, but there's not many of them. But there, I never even
probably
seen
13
thing.
In existence. At
probably. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And a damn show sold a lot less than the George Foreman grill for sure.
I mean, you ought to get get Dallas to send that over to him. Maybe see if you can get him to autograph that thing. That's just great to have in life.
I've been around him once. I know people around and stuff that I'm hoping to hook that up one day. I actually got that. Shout out my buddy Arthur Schweitzer, our old production manager from Downriver, Trenton, Michigan, got me that one year because he saw it at a thrift store somewhere and thought JR's got to have this. So thank you, Art.
Dude, that's heck awesome. Yeah. I mean, what a find.
Look, before we dive into it, and look, Blasey's standing up, Pat McAfee style. Oh, we love that.
He has an
agenda that he has nailed down. He is freaking fired up and ready. Me too. But before we jump into that, if you are not following us on our social media pages, please do at Tiggs Bits Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, X, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts. All of those places, go and interact with us, Bubba Army. We've been interacting with a lot of you already, but I know there is more of you, and I know there's more for us to start to do. So this is just the beginning. This is just kind of our introduction to you guys. I'm Tiggs. My name is Brantley. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to break that out because it will slip up from time to time as we are talking.
Yes,
that is my God-given name, but my nickname is Tiggs. And, yeah, well, as we move along, we'll dive into how that came about. You can go back to the archive of some of our old shows if you would like to. And then, Blossie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, man, you know, just an old Florida man down here, just hanging out in Freeport down here around the swamp a little bit. And, dude, that's about it, brother. And a whole bunch more other than me, obviously, on socials. I put all my Troy support out there and telling everybody how much I've always enjoyed listening to Bubba the Love Sponge and all proud Bubba Army. Even got my hat on today here.
Yeah, you do.
And so,
yeah, man, I got to get me one of those hats, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just have
yes,
I'm going to buy
yeah,
one.
We got to get some more merch. I mean, I feel like now that we're, you know, verified, certified, you know, what was that? Betty Crocolized. What was that from In Living Color? Fully into the Bubba Army. I mean, maybe you can at least scratch us off a little swag too, you know?
I'm not asking for anything.
I didn't ask.
I need some Bubba Army stuff in this room. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. You know, we're coming in hot. We're coming in hot. We're asking, you know,
you
guys
to even be here. Yes.
Bear with us a little bit.
They freed up some revenue space over there with some recent employee movements. So, I mean, who knows? They might throw us a hat. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll get a hat.
That's true. They definitely, that bottom line,
get a hat out of the deal for damn sure. But look, we JR, the MF and Handler, everybody.
Yes, sir.
JR, tell the world a little bit about yourself.
Well, I appreciate it, Tiggy and Blossie, the one-man posse. Glad to be doing this podcast with y'all each and every week. It's been a fun ride so far, and looking forward to the rest. But, yeah, I'm JR the Handler, man. I've been in the music business over 20 years. I've done over 2,000 shows working. I've probably been to another couple of hundred as partying. I'm a tour manager, road manager. You know, I travel the roads with country music bands and make concerts happen all over the country and a few other countries outside of ours. But that's the main thing. I've been doing that and been in the music business, been blessed over the years to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of my heroes, a lot of very just creative, artistic, just hip and some not so, but a lot of very cool people over the years. And then, like a lot of us during the pandemic, when everything got shut down, we were looking for something to do. So started podcasting. Blasey and I went to college together. We were fraternity brothers at Troy State University back when it was still Troy State.
Yep.
Gamma Gamma by God. And he told me months, years ago now during the pandemic, because he was listening to my podcast that I was doing, the Justin Moore podcast. And he said, I've got a friend. And he was telling us about it on one of our group texts. And he was telling us, and then he, so I checked out the link. And one of the first ones I saw was you working or doing a show with the metal detecting guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The history guy. Found history stuff. And I thought, man, this is right up my alley. So I watched it and listened to it. Then Blasey said, want to get you on the show. So I came on the show as a guest, actually, the first time. And we had so much fun. Y'all can't get rid of me now.
No,
so.
we can't get rid of him. And it's been we don't want to get rid of you at all. Yeah, he comes in as an awesome guest in our second season of this. And then that show, it went so long, it ended up, we chopped it into a couple because we talked for like two and a half hours on that first show.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, we're like, hey, you want to record another show? Like, hell yeah, we do. So we did it again.
What's great is JR sent, here's where JR messed up, and this is why he's, you know, he's still here because we didn't let go of him. He sent a text over to me and said, hey, man, had a blast. It was fun, awesome. He said, I'll do this anytime y'all want. And I was like, I screenshot it immediately, sent it to Brantley. I was like, hey, we got a sucker right here. He's in.
That's
he's
right.
Not going anywhere. I'll send him back over here.
He took the bait.
What day next week can he come in?
Then y'all realized I had a pretty good list of contacts in my contact page and thought, hey, maybe we'll tap a little talent on that.
No, that did. I mean, look, that didn't hurt.
It worked out because once we started rapping, we all like the same shit. We like to eat. We like to party. We like like music. We're into Southern stuff. We, you know, we like wrestling. We like sports. We like all kinds of fun stuff. And then so we get to talking. I mean, it just it can go a million different directions. And we love what we're talking about because we're into all that stuff.
Hell yeah. Yes, I mean, we're not. That's the thing. We're not going to change. We're not going to change anything of what we've been doing. We're just going to keep being us and talk about what we think is important. Now, this is an exclusive show for the Bubba Army Network, being a Bubba Army
it is. This podcast. This is only going to be on the podcast. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. This is only for you guys. We're not going to be putting this anywhere. I mean, it's going to debut there. We will put this up eventually on our socials and stuff after the fact. But this is exclusive content. Y'all will get it first. And we know why you're listening. We know that you want to hear Blossy, the one man's posse, take. You want to hear his take on something that's happening Bubba related. So that'll be part of the exclusivity of this show. You're going to get that. You're going to get some of these interviews that we're doing. In fact, as we are recording this show that you're listening to now, we just finished an amazing interview with a social media star with over 2 million followers. Yes. So just a little tease there of some things to come. So we're in the blender, so to speak. We're here putting shows in the can, getting content ready, but we want to keep coming at y'all with some fresh stuff. So anyhow, I wanted to just get all that off here at the top of the show, Blasey.
That's good stuff.
Do our little, you know, housekeeping.
Just give people an insight of what's coming, how we're doing. And we're still trying to think through this a little bit. But I think what Tiggs is talking about too is like, you know, even if we have on some weeks where we've got a guest on, we have a guest on, we could do, you know, 45-minute interview. We may do some bonus coverage. So that show may go on both, but then you'll get this bonus coverage. Maybe we'll talk about some other stuff related, or we'll talk about it and break some of that stuff down. Maybe set up a few Bubba things in there to jab in there that we love to do, which I think we just did a little earlier as well.
But, we sure did.
And kind of talk about it and the thought process behind it a little bit. So, yeah, man, it's just going to be fun. We're going to have fun with it, but there will be exclusive content in some form or fashion every time we do this podcast. So.
Every single time. I think what's going to be fun is I feel a little freer over here, to be honest with you.
Dude, I do too.
Because my mom isn't listening. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So, damn. And I'm not going to drop F-bombs too often, but you know what I mean? It's just we get a little bit looser, a little little more colorful over here, if you will. But we're not going to force it. But
no,
Blasey, I know you kind of had a little bit of some thoughts on some stuff that you wanted to talk about today.
Well, you know, it's funny. All right, so, dude, you know, all this comes to us. This opportunity comes to us. Seth and Bubba hatch all this deal out, right? They're talking. Well, first of all, thank you, Anna, for screwing
cheers, Anna.
And applying.
Thank you for your demise.
Absolutely. Cheers. Cheers with this Belgian wit right here that was provided me here at Props. I'm back at Props Brewery again.
Props
Absolutely.
Brewery.
Love this place.
Hammock
Props Studios. I've taken over the entire place today, so they're not even open yet, but they open up for me. So we're such big stars now, you know.
That's the Bubba effect.
You'll have that on the bigger shows.
Yep. It really is. But kind of getting off course, I promise you I'll wrap this up. Give me like 3 minutes on this one. So the other day, all this news comes, right? Anna's gone. Now they want to add a podcast. Our name gets thrown in, wanting to add a podcast. Next thing I know, Seth's saying something on the show. He's texting me. He's calling me. We're talking about it. It's a done deal. Boom.
Dude, we learned that we are now, what you're hearing is happening. That we learned it through the podcast, through Bubba and Kush.
Yes.
Clem and Kush.
We had to keep up there. Yeah, I'm dialing into everything. You know, even though I'm busy that day, I'm like, hey, I got to get this extra content in today to see what's going on next. What do we do next? You know, because, hey, we know Bubba can change his mind, too. That's why, hey, I'm not going to let this happen.
Yeah,
we're in, boys. We are
in. Strike while the iron is hot.
But I will tell you this funny story, though. So the other day, I'm, to my point, in my oldest son's room, I got a lot of stuff that's mine, like Roy Jones Jr. boxing gloves, all kinds of cool stuff in there. I gave to him, set on like a trophy rack and all this other stuff, all the cool stuff, Italian flags flying in there. So I've been laying in his bed, and I want to just go in there and kind of think and stare at that stuff and just, you know, kind of let my brain wander, thinking about what are we going to do with the show. Dude, as I'm laying there, I get to looking up at the ceiling fan, which I just installed about a month and a half ago, fine ceiling fan. And I start noticing the blades on it have something smeared on the each blade all the way around, you know. And I'm like, what the hell? I don't think I had nasty hands when I hung that thing, you know what I mean? And I keep staring at it, and then I'm looking at the ceiling. I start noticing, like, some red sauce-looking stuff on the ceiling, like, 4 or 5 feet away. And, dude, I start putting this thing together. We had our younger ones, 11 and 12, had spent the night company, and some kids spent the night in that bedroom, and we had pizza that night. And what I'd realized is one of those kids had got up there with that ceiling fan spinning and held that piece of pizza up there, dude.
Shut up.
That's what he did. You know, I just put it all together. It's like a, you know, I felt like Dexter or something in a crime scene with splattered stuff. You know, I'm like, what? Who does this? You know, I mean, who would do this? I mean, I was so mad. I went out. Dude, it took me a little bit to put it together. When I put it together, I went out there running a minute. I was like, can you believe this? What kid would do this? And she's like, well, you remember what you did that one time? What are you talking about? I'd never do something like somebody's house to spend the night. She said, I don't know about that one time at your buddy's house that had the TV studio. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a little different. But, you know, growing up in Op, Alabama, my best friend, Brandon Tisdall, his dad owned the local TV station, TV6. You know, as you go over there, it'd be, you know, it almost looked like a Nintendo video game type deal, you know, and talk about somebody's birthday that day, different advertising, you know, city drug store, all these different things running on like this green and red screens, right? Now, during the Rattlesnake Rodeo, they give you a live feed at the rodeo, beauty pageants, any type of a musical that his wife, Faye, was, you know, producing or whatever. But that's kind of what TV6 was. They did talk shows in that studio attached to their house all the time. Okay. But most of the time, we spent night in that studio. When we were over there, we'd play ping pong. They had a ping pong table in there. It was just a big area, big room. Had like the production room and all that stuff in there. Well, I got in there. We had to spend the night party one time. And I was like, man, they got all these satellites. There's got to be a way we can pipe in Playboy. You know what I mean? We can watch Playboy here because they got all the stuff, you know? I was like, I knew they did, dude. I started at probably 2 a.m. I'm in there grinding, dude. I'm working, trying to, dude, I find Playboy. I have got it coming in. It is awesome. This is about daylight, right? About 6 a.m., we got it piped in. I am the hero of the party, you know? And I was about 11 or 12 years old. And
dude, Riley, sudden, if you listen to this, you shouldn't be listening to this, but if you are, don't get any ideas, buddy.
Dude, all of a sudden, the door flies open to the studio, and it's Brandon's dad.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Yes, what? I did. Absolutely. Law. On a Sunday morning, when everybody's getting ready get up. Yeah, for the Lord's Day. And they woke up to Playboy, and his phone was blowing up, dude. Oh, my God. He was so mad at me.
Oh, so mad at me, man.
But I've never heard that.
You've never told me this.
I forgot about it until I looked at that ceiling fan with that pizza on it. So I went from brainstorming about Bubba to, like, hitting that. And I was like, you know what? That's a funny story. I hadn't thought about that in years. So
it's insane. That is insane. That's kind of what – I mean, there's been movies, and I can't think of them right now off the top of my head, with something, you know, similar where, bam, this news feed comes over and takes over. Like, that's what you did. You just pressed the send button.
You pirated the television.
I remember
station.
These things. I don't even know what I was doing. I guess it was the mixer thing. You know what I mean? I remember that. I mean, I think that's what – that was a final straw. I rammed it right in, you know?
What do you think's going to happen if the whole live television thing is happening in your home studio and you're letting kids in there? I mean, number one, I'm sorry, but I got to go back to – that was the first mistake, and that's on him.
Yep.
That is on him letting y'all be in there. If you could literally change the feed, I don't think any children needed to be in that room. Not ever touch anything, which I'm sure was said.
I wasn't supposed to be in that room. That was the little side room. The main room was where they set up the sets and all that kind of stuff. That's where we hung out.
All right.
But there was that other room where all the stuff was, and that's where I went to play. You know what I mean? While they were playing ping pong that night, I was like, I'm finding Playboy. You know,
they should have had a damn lock on that room. You know, I mean, it still goes back that you've got to make it. People will find a way. It doesn't matter if it's a kid, if it's a homeless person. It doesn't matter. They're going to find a way to wiggle into some space they're not supposed to be in.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure you see that all the time on the road, JR.
Oh, yeah. Well,
arenas and those people, you know.
Oh, there's always, you have to say, what are y'all doing here? And then you have to go tell security. But that go, you know, I can remember being that same person. I've always been that way. And that's part of the reason I like being on the road is walking around the bowels of a venue somewhere that you're not supposed to be because no one else gets to walk around there. And I'll just be walking around back some hallway or something. I'm just looking, and I'm still like to explore. Yeah. And sometimes it works out good for you because I remember one time, this was in Montgomery, Alabama. I was probably about 15 or 16. Me and my best friend Eason were in town watching. We had went to a wrestling event at the Civic Center, I think, in Montgomery. And same thing. We end up in some hallway leaving that we weren't supposed to be in. And next thing you know, we pop out a door, and we're 25, 30 feet from some cars, and we realize it was the wrestlers' cars. Here comes Macho Man Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth getting in a Cadillac 20 feet from us. So we just piled right over there real quick. We're like, hey, I don't know if we got an autograph or just try to get them to give us some of their garb or whatever, something. But we ran over there and talked, and then finally we got busted a little later. They made us leave, but sometimes you get in trouble, and sometimes it's worth the trouble you get into. I mean, y'all got in trouble that day, but hey, you got the story about getting to watch some Playboy when you're 11.
It was
fantastic. You win.
Good thing.
Oh no, I think Blasey was completely in the right in this nice deal. Yeah. I think the dad was wrong for that place even being accessible. So I mean,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Boys are gonna be boys. I think we can all agree with that. 12-year-old
kid would do with access to Playboy Channel that you knew was there.
Yeah,
because it messed up. The older brother told us about it. He's the one that told us. He's like 15 or 16. You know, he told us. He messed up and said that. I didn't know how.
I was thinking that your thoughts of how we got to this Playboy Channel and things on the ceiling, my mind went in another place. I wasn't thinking pizza. So yeah, I'm glad you. I'm glad you finally explained it.
Well, it was like you with the I smoked and then the pause the other week, and we thought you were going Willie Nelson. Which, by the way, happy birthday Willie yesterday. But we thought you were going Willie Nelson, and you were talking about cooking some groceries. So yeah,
that's it.
You
know?
That was funny. Both JR and I both were like,
"You smoked, okay?"
And
brisket
out here.
Oh man, hey, you know, and you're right though, Tiggs. That's on the parents for not having a little better control of your situation. That's like, you know, that's like finding Willie's stash in your dad's drawer when you're a teenager. Your dad's got to hide it a little better if you don't want the kid to find it, you know.
That's right.
And kind of like I saw, I don't know if you guys follow the qualified captain on socials and stuff. It's a lot of them are like the inlets, people coming up and down the trying to get in and out these inlets, and people doing stupid things on boats, boat ramp champs and all that kind of stuff.
There was a
guy yesterday, I saw one. It was these, you know, probably six teenage, it looked like teenagers on a big nice boat coming out of the Boca Inlet. And as they get out, they take two full trash cans of trash and just dump it straight in the Gulf or in the ocean. So of course, then boom, internet sleuths are on it. Find out it's this 15-year-old kid from Boca. They find out, they get all this, police are over there, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that kind of goes back to the parents letting their kids take this boat out and not teaching them what you can and can't do and the consequences. Shit's going to happen because kids are going to do as much as they'll let most kids. Now, they're good kids that don't want to do no mischief, but most of us normal kids are going to do just as much as somebody else let us do.
Man, absolutely. And back to your hallway thing, it's funny you go down those halls. I've always explored stuff. My mom used to work at the hospital in Op at Mizell Memorial, and on the third floor, I think it was the second or third, one of them was they didn't have enough patients, so it was completely closed, right? So it was dark. Well, dude, where do you think I'm going to go? Me and my buddies would go up there. We'd go to the third floor. We'd have wheelchair races going up down the hallway.
Yes.
We would lay in beds and watch TV. I mean, it was it was like we had our own club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we would just hang out. Then we'd figure out how to get on the roof. We'd go hang out on the roof. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
my aunt used to manage a moose lodge, which is like a club thing, like a VFW or a Legion or something like that. It was the Moose Lodge in Jackson, Mississippi. And it was probably built in the 50s, maybe. It was an old, big, big, cavernous thing. And mostly the only time was the lounge and the restaurant part was open. They had the big banquet hall back there. When she's doing that and the rest of the place is closed, my brother and I would climb up in, like, those old rooms and the old stuff in the back, and it's stuff piled up, and you're looking through it. And then we almost did something like you did. We climbed up in the I guess it'd be like the projector room, because they have a big place where they could play movies or projector things. And I was trying to get it working, but I couldn't get it going. But I don't think they had Playboy on their reel-to-reel. But just some exploring, man.
Yeah,
it's just cool.
I did.
It's
look,
neat, you know?
I grew up as a kid in the state capitol here in Baton Rouge in Louisiana. My dad was in the legislature, And I spent a lot of time, and I was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, my formative years, and I had reign of that joint, right. Dude. I mean, I knew every nook and cranny of it, and I would take people. When I was like 10, I would meet people at the rotunda in the front of it, and I would take them on tours through the Capitol, and they would pay me. You know, but yeah. I was not an official tour guide, but I would just get.
That's great.
Oh yeah,
dude.
I would just scratch some cash, awesome. Take pictures for them. You know, I'd do all of that. So it was awesome. I got pissed off though the other day. I was there and celebrating my dad and stuff. They recognized him, and where Huey P. Long was assassinated or shot, and he later died, but where he was shot there in the Capitol. There are bullet holes in that marble that are in there. They've covered it up with like a display, so you have to know exactly where to find the bullet hole. It's behind the left column. By the way, it's above the little bullet that looks like a bullet hole. That is not a bullet hole. It's a little clip just above it. You'll see it, a little dot. Anybody who's listening, anybody who wants to go look. But they covered up the holes. There were holes there. And what? That was, yeah, and that pisses me off.
Why would you
he was most
crazy?
Likely killed by his
up,
own
man?
Men, not yeah. the assassin. You know,
well, that's a whole
everybody just cross.
That's a whole story to wrap yourself around. Is the legacy of Huey P. Long?
Oh, we'll get into that at some point. I promise. Wow. I've read just about every book there is on Huey P. Long, and
we might have to do a remote podcast from the Roosevelt if we're talking about him, huh? Wasn't that his hotel?
From his grave.
Wow. But wasn't the Roosevelt Capitol where he had his office set up where people would drop money if they wanted to get in on contracts and all that stuff?
I think so,
it was the Roosevelt.
Yeah,
one New of those Orleans, big, nice hotels in New Orleans. And yep. they built the road. I guess it's Airport Road. Now they built that for him so he could get back and forth to there faster was the reason.
There's a cool place that they just opened here in Baton Rouge not too long ago called The Tunnel. And it was this tunnel from, I think it was from the old governor's mansion maybe. Don't get me wrong, but it's underneath a hotel now. It's underneath the Hilton, and you have to go there. Special guest. It's all kind of done like a speakeasy. You have to meet this person. You have to give them the code. Then they take you down into there where this little tunnel was, where he could go across the street to like this his favorite bar. But he didn't have to go out and people didn't see him.
Main level streets. Wow.
Dude, that's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome.
And it
exists. That's a big time pimp stuff there. Yeah. You got your own tunnel. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a tunnel by my favorite bar built, please.
You don't need one. You just need a golf cart, and you are in your favorite bar
that's
right now
true.
Currently.
That's absolutely right.
Our fine folks at Props in Hemming Bay. Freeport,
yeah, I could even fly my drone over here and just check things out real quick from my back porch, see if I want to come or not, and fly it back to pass. And then
it's a great idea. Great idea. I've been loving the drone shot that you had this morning. You know, getting ready for the show, watching Bubba. I turned Bubba on this morning, and and right when I turn it on, Seth and Bubba are talking about, oh, well, are those guys going to – I've got it. I mean, Seth's like, got it handled, man. Got it handled. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're good to go. It's coming. Just give me a second. Yeah. Well, this is it. We are here.
We're here.
So, dude, we're here. You know, I was watching the after show the other day, and I know everybody knows all this, but, dude, it was so cool watching Lummy's face like it was yesterday, and they're replaying that whole drama from his birthday, post-birthday, I guess, where – Anna had made him a cake, and then he didn't invite her to his party. It was like around July of last year. And, dude, he had to sit there and, you know, bite it, you know, like hold his tongue, right? Because she's sitting there wearing him out about not inviting her. And he's sitting there thinking, dude, I can't invite you to my house. I can't have your boyfriend come to my house. You know what? He's been stealing from the show. Like, he didn't want anything to do with it, man. Mm-hmm. It's like he had to sit there and take it. So he went off. And he looked like the bad guy because he went off on her. But he looked so vindicated the other day when they were going breaking that down again. He was like, look at Lummy over there smiling, dude. Like,
He's such a good dude. I don't even know Lummy, but I like Lummy. I like him a lot. Dude, he just seems like a good dude.
You could tell that's a good dude. Yeah. I mean, I've talked with him at the Tampa Tarpons game, but JR, he used to deliver seafood over to the Floribama.
Oh, really?
He used to work with a seafood company. Yeah, and he knew Jennifer. From back in the day.
Wow.
He's dealt with her. He said, she may not remember me, but she knows our company.
That's
you know what I mean?
Funny.
So,
yeah,
but yeah,
I bet.
He used to go over there all the time.
Small
wow.
world.
Delivering seafood.
It is a small world.
It is a small world. So, yeah, that was super cool to see Lummy just all vindicated. You know, like, oh, God, thank God. You know, like, dude, it's like the elephant. You know what I mean? It has left the room.
It feels that way. Just, I mean, I haven't been able. I'm not able to catch up on every show. We're kind of running a show of our own too. But I do love. I love waking up. So it works out good for us. For me, being in Central Time, they start so early, so I'm able to usually jump in and hear a little bit of the, you know, the first couple hours. Anyhow, the vibe is different. There's a different vibe in there. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels there's a little more energy, a little more happiness, just whole new vibe. Sometimes that has to happen to a team. Kind of got to get shook up a little bit, rattle a little bit of cages, and
whatever the cancer is, and you know whether that.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Be honest, fault or not, like, you know, I don't think she didn't create that monster, but she was in the middle of it. It was just, it realized how much that was weighing on them and everybody.
Handler looks like he's either standing there giving us a blank look, like he don't know what the hell we are talking about, or what, or either you're frozen. I can't tell what's happening.
I'm trying to soak it all in. I'm trying to absorb this information.
Yeah, this is where you get your Vanderpump.
Yes, I need my male soap opera info here. I'm getting the recap. It's like the after show here. I'm learning what happened during the show, because I don't listen to the show regularly. I'm definitely aware, and we have Bubba and I have a lot of mutual friends, it looks like, after this all came about, and seeing who he's had on and who he's friends with. And I knew a few people already that we had mutual friends. But
who was that you sent me a picture of the other day?
Kurt Angle.
Wrestler. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I was looking after, you had said to listen to this podcast after hours because they talked about our show. So I was looking through who else he had, and I was like, heck, I know a lot of these guests. And one of the first ones I saw was Kurt Angle, and I just talked to Kurt a month ago, and I thought, well, we have some. So then I will say this. So I listened to an episode or two of the podcast show, which is not the same as the morning show, but I dig that and what they're doing there. Definitely, I listened to the one where they talked about our show, and then I listened to another one with the two barbers, the local barbers.
Yeah, that was
great.
Awesome.
That's a good show.
It is a real good show.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got, but like we've talked about before, I listen to 40 different podcasts and radio shows stuff, so I've got to weed them out to make some room for some stuff. But I'm not going to listen to the morning show probably because, one, I don't get up that early. It's on the East Coast. Yeah. And I'm usually
a tour guy. You're on the road, dude. Yeah, I mean, getting up at 6 a.m.
No, and like the Chef Brittany we were talking to earlier, and you know, her getting up at 3, you know, it just works different with my job. We don't get done till midnight. Right. Usually buses roll at 2 a.m. So, I mean, 2 or 3 going down is usually good for me. And then I try to get up around 9 or so, 8 or 9 on a good day. So I miss the morning show, but I love that.
Those podcasts are perfect for you because it's more concise. Yeah. And then you could even get the weekly wrap-up show, which Lummy and Rhett do on, now I think it's on Fridays. They used to do a midweek wrap-up show, but now it's an end of the week. So that'd be a good one for you, just to hit some highlights, and then we can educate you on like more of the details.
Yeah, for
you
know sure. I mean? And I heard them talking about the wrestling podcast they do, and I haven't heard that yet, but you know I'm all about that. I haven't either.
I just saw the description. I'm like, okay, so they're talking about like what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's Seth.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, I'm seeing that Seth is a big wrestling guy.
Yeah,
I'm back into wrestling.
Right.
And I'm keeping well, they're up love with it us, now.
You know, because yeah. we're friends with Diamond Dallas Page and buddies with Kurt Angle. I've recently become friends with AJ Styles and some of his people and stuff. Got in there, just got some tickets to WrestleMania for a friend of mine and her fiance to Philly not too long ago. So I'm sure we're going to have all kinds of stuff to talk about in those spaces. And it's kind of cool because I was thinking about this when we were talking with Chef Brittany on the TV show earlier that, you know, I've been doing this for a little while, and I'm not an entertainer by trade, so a lot of this stuff's all new to me, talking to people, you know, that kind of stuff. But
You were just born an entertainer. Well,
and it's different, and this is what I was thinking about. It was different between having to learn someone to talk with someone you don't – talking with someone you already know is easy. That's the easiest. Yep. But when someone you don't know already – you want to make sure you make them look good and shine them up and, you know, but and protect them and all that stuff in the same right. But there's different people you have to approach different ways. So some of the like her and a lot of newer people to status on socials and entertainment in general, they're new to everyone. So you're just asking them the base stuff, getting some info, background, what do you do and how'd you get to this one or two things you've done so far in your career?
Right.
To whereas like say, and I use this one as an example because it was probably the most labor intensive one I've ever done. When I interviewed Matthew McConaughey a couple of years ago, complete opposite of someone who's new to this business. You know what I mean? He's done so many movies, so many of this, so many of that. He's been
very
interviewed
polished.
A million. Yeah, yes. He's done a million interviews that then most of them ask the same thing. And that's what I realized after trying to do some homework because he had a new book coming out. So I listened to that. Then I go back and listen to some interviews he'd done because I didn't want to ask him the same thing he'd been asked.
Right.
The same five questions every time he'd done an interview.
You feel like you're wasting his time.
It's the same. You can listen to any podcast and get that. So I did a lot of homework. I bet I put 50 hours in of listening to
different
interviews.
It's a great podcast, by the way, everybody. Y'all can go and listen to it. Go to Justin Moore podcast. And search for the Matthew McConaughey episode. It's fantastic.
Interview. Yeah. Anyhow, so with him, you know, I pulled out instead of asking him, you know, what is it like to lose all that weight for Dallas Buyers Club, or how fun was it to be in Dazed and Confused? I asked him, you know, because I saw in his book he mentioned him and his brother pretending they were their favorite WWF wrestlers back when they were growing up, and I said, well, who's your favorite WWF wrestler? No, you can't find that anywhere else. And for the record, it's Hacksaw Jim Duggan. So
there you go.
You know, so, but I just thought that was neat talking with her earlier. And it's different because even going into doing this show with, and obviously I'm aware of who Bubba and his army is and all in that world, but I'm not dove into enough to where I know it and I'm not friends with him. So I don't know that much. But I'm kind of doing a hybrid approach here because he's got a lot I could talk about and a lot of people have asked him. But so I'm kind of doing the naive thing because I don't want to know, but I want to know just enough where I don't. You know what I'm saying? It's both of them.
I think everybody listening to this, I think everybody will agree. We like JR this way to kind of bring in a little bit of that shock and awe on you every now and then. And Bubba's full of it. So, I mean, the beauty of this is that I don't think it's not going to be a stretch for us to have some content to talk about because no one that I know out there right now is making more talkable about, if that's a term, content than Bubba. You know,
good. And what everybody sounds like a Bubbaism there. I like it.
What JR is referencing is we interviewed Bubba exclusive here, and we don't mind giving it away. We wrapped up this afternoon with Brittany Camille. She's a TikTok social media star, awesome girl, amazing cook.
She's so
like
cool.
Go check out her channels and stuff. But we've got great interview, man. I can't wait for y'all to see it and hear it. You know,
I'm
it's
so
just,
hungry.
I mean, that teaser at the end of her running down Bourbon Street, you know, I can't wait to hear. We don't even know that story yet.
I know. She left us with a teaser, too, which is why we'll be having her back on again. But yeah, man, I mean.
And then I follow Bubba on X now, and I think, and you know, half the shit I would have liked anyway, he was liking, too. And I've read some stuff he's posted, and Seth, I've friended him up, too, and stuff. And. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited for this journey. I think it's going to be great, and I hope we add as much to their network as the opportunity they're giving us to be on it. You know,
yeah, for sure,
For sure. I sure
And I think
sure
we will.
Absolutely.
But if not, y'all let us know. Chime in. Go to TigsBits.com. Yeah. Go to Instagram, JR the Handler on Instagram and Twitter, whatever you want to do. Send us some comments, questions.
Yeah.
Tell us to piss off. Yep. Tell us you want us to talk about this, whatever. And I really am, as a fan point, it's kind of like I get my own podcast to listen to within the podcast I'm doing because I get Blasey to break down what's going on in Bubba's world every week and, you know, inside of something I've got to do anyway.
I mean, this is just going to be – it's just going to be a blast. This opens up just – fun for us.
Dude,
we've been wanting to interact on social media and everything with folks, and we have been, but we know there's with you're listening to this right now, we have the most people that have ever listened to this podcast as right now as I'm talking to you in your ear. This is you're one of the most people that have ever listened to this podcast. And we're grateful
They have unbelievable.
We're blessed.
Like, there's so many people that follow them, dude, and just like that, you know, that Bubba Army is so strong and so supportive of everything that he does, everything that he's involved in. Those people are so. I'm beyond appreciative of just being here, man. It's like it's still a little bit like
I can't believe
pinch
it.
Myself a little bit. Like, this is really happening.
And y'all remember this show because we don't have your reaction yet. By the time we do this show next week, we're gonna have a little bit of your reaction, and I got a feeling that things are gonna be a little different next week when we reconvene.
Yeah, well, you know, and obviously, like I said, I was aware, but I didn't know how big of stretch it was. I know when Blasey and I were in Sandestin a few weeks ago, all of our buddies that live in the area listened to Bubba, know the stories. And then when I was talking to Justin on the road this weekend, we were out in Spokane, Washington, and Boise, and Tacoma this weekend doing some shows, and actually stopped back by through Phoenix, Arizona, and visited our old brother Colt Ford, who's at the Mayo Clinic there recovering.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that.
I can mention that in a little while. But I'd mention to him that, you know, what was going on with the show and the Bubba Network, podcast network. And he was aware because he said, I used to love Bubba. He was on Howard Stern back in the day, blah, blah, blah. You know, he doesn't listen to him currently because he's in Arkansas. But he was very aware and said he used to love him on there and this and that. He was a big Stern guy. I listened to Rogan. He listened to Stern. The reach is – it's a lot – I didn't realize it. You know, it's kind of – and it's a lot of things, you know.
How is Colt Ford? How's he doing?
Colt's doing good. I don't want to speak for him, for his family. You know, I don't know what he wanted me to tell. And, I'm not trying to say this to get any attention or anything. I just want to let all of our friends out there know, because he's out in Phoenix, Arizona at the Mayo Clinic. He had a heart attack about 3.5 weeks ago. Was in a coma for a while. It was after a show, but tons of surgeries and this and that, and he's on the road to recovery though.
Great.
Like I said, he's at the Mayo Clinic. He's coming back. I know he wants to tell exactly what happened, so maybe we can get him on the show here when he's feeling up to it. That'd here in the next couple weeks, maybe, because I know a lot of my friends and people in the music world, entertainment, have been asking, and no one's really there on the ground because they just don't know is the truth. They really don't know. Everything's just kind of touch and go as it's been going the last few weeks. But he's doing better. I can say that.
That's good.
He's got a long road to recovery. He's had to cancel his shows for the rest of the year. But he told me, and he told this to DMC from Run DMC, was there visiting a couple hours before we got there Sunday. And he said he told him the same thing. He said,
dude, I hung out with DMC one time. That's another story. But
he just said, he said, you know, I'm not where I was, but I'll be back. And he said, if anybody don't believe me, just bet against me. That was his, that's when he left me. He's like, just tell everybody don't believe old Colt will be back. Y'all just bet against me. So I thought that, I took that as his sign he's going to be back better than ever. And I told him too, you know, now you got some more stuff to write songs about. You almost died doing shows and this and that, you know. I mean, you didn't get shot like Tupac, but you got new stuff to write into your songs, you know.
He was
playing music for us off some new projects he was doing and stuff. So he's doing better, but he needs y'all's prayers. If you're praying type, y'all give a shout out to Colt. And like I said, hopefully we can get him on here or somewhere and he'll tell all, because he had some stuff I don't want to tell, but it was even the seeing the light thing and all that kind of crazy stuff. That's what I say, the praying, he's 100% sure that the prayers is what got him through, you know.
That's great. That is great, so, man.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully we can get him on and talk to him.
And if y'all don't know who we're talking about, Yeah, and if you don't know who we're talking about, go look up Colt Ford riding through the country, or just look up Colt Ford trashing my trailer, any of that. He's probably most known for, which is how this happens, because he's a good songwriter, and you want this as a songwriter. You like for it to be, you be the artist and the songwriter, but Jason Aldean doing Dirt Road Anthem,
right.
That was a song that Colt and Brantley Gilbert wrote together.
That's
and,
right.
That's a huge song for
the
all
other
of them.
Brantley that
BG,
which
not BS.
People could never say my name, Brantley. Just like until, I mean, it gets butchered
until Brantley
care.
Gilbert came
until
along.
Until Brantley Gilbert came along, and then those girls that are like probably 15 to 25 now that were no problem. Like Brantley Gilbert. Oh, okay. So yeah, that's where I first heard of. I actually heard their version before Aldean did it, and
yep.
You know, still, that's kind of my version as I listen to their version of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. But he's.
I'm not knocking
so
Aldean business. At all.
Yeah. So,
but
no.
You know, yeah. I mean, he did it.
I mean, and he played on the Nike tour playing golf. He was an all American out of Georgia playing golf. Played on the Nike tour for 7 years before he ever got into entertainment. And like he says in his songs, most country folks sang, but I couldn't, so I'm rapping. So he raps. Yeah. He created a genre. He created hip hop. I mean, there was nobody doing that.
Me and you were talking a little bit. He's Jelly Roll before Jelly Roll existed. He's the OG of that. Genre,
yeah. Any FGL. I mean, you can say what you want about any of these artists we're talking about, but that whole thing, he created that genre. Kind of like he said he was talking with DMC, how Run DMC created something completely new when they got with the rock bands, and then they're this hip hop group, and they're headlining Farm Aid and stuff.
Right,
you know, that's changing the game when you do stuff like that. You know,
totally changing the game, and everybody, I guarantee you, that was at Farm Aid ate it up.
Oh,
too, you know, and I mean, because they just blew up after that. Mm-hmm. So obviously, everything changed from that. You know, just give somebody a chance. Thanks, Bubba.
Just like Bubba's doing
us.
It's
like Bubba's doing for us.
Just
give somebody
a chance.
I got to get this in, and I don't know if this is on your notes, Blasey, and I don't want to sidetrack you, but talking about getting your chance real quick, and I know we like to talk. I don't know how we're going to – everybody out there listening, we don't know what we're going to do in this show yet. I mean, y'all are helping us figure it out as we go.
Yep.
But we usually talk about music and sports and Southern culture and that type of stuff, and something that's going to happen with everybody and somebody getting a chance. NFL draft just happened. Anything exciting news from either of you guys about the draft?
I've been watching more of the WWE draft, to be honest with you.
Well,
I saw
my Kool-Aid McKinstry from the University
Kool-Aid
of Alabama
is coming to
Saints.
New Orleans.
So
that's
I like
awesome.
That.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders, you know.
Yes.
I we'll see. I hope that he can do well. Not my favorite organization in the world, not because I don't have anything against them, just not a good owner, and they don't seem to want to win. So I hope that he doesn't get into a RG3 kind of situation there. That's what I'm nervous about.
And then from Troy, I know we had our running back from Troy, who was the stud duck. He got picked up, didn't he, Blasey?
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, he's going out with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And then Javon Solomon also got drafted, and they were like both fourth, fifth round. I didn't watch a lick of the draft. I was busy watching the Lightning blow that first series in a hockey. So every time when it was on, like you know, the first round, you know, the Lightning were playing that night. So
yeah, I just got my updates.
I watched it, and I really hadn't dug into it. I just saw, you know, on X, you know, just kind of seeing where
the
you know,
this
which
is probably
awesome.
The least amount of the NFL draft. I didn't watch any.
It was massive. There were like 90-something thousand people there? Something crazy, man. They showed
pictures it's awesome. On that. I just was so busy doing stuff, too. You know,
God
just
almighty.
Been
it was
busy
in Detroit this year?
Yeah, it was in Detroit.
Yeah, I saw Eminem and like, Goodell doing a commercial or something, I think.
Oh, that commercial was awesome. I did see that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I've never met Eminem. That'd be a good one.
Oh, that would be Detroit, great.
I think it would be.
Let's get him on here.
I've met Kid Rock.
I mean, now they're on the Bubba Network. It probably just, I mean, your contacts along with just our exposure. I mean, there's no telling. We probably have Trump in here, you know, in a month or two coming here to talk to us. You know?
Hell, I mean, you know, for people want to go back and know more about our show, go back and look at some old episodes of Tidbits. Yeah. I mean, we've had Marty Smith talking about the sports world. We've had our buddy Marty Smith on the show before. We've had Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah. We've had all kinds of cool guests already on there, and there are going to be more coming too.
Taylor
we're going to have
man,
Bobby John,
and we're going to have guests on this show as well too. So if there's somebody we're mentioning or talking about, y'all send us a message. Say, hey, get so and so on. Love to see so and so on. We'll get the wheels turning, get schedules lined up
for sure. Yeah, that's going to be the fun. Is this whole thing is we're spitballing here at the end of this, just kind of, we don't know everything that we're going to do yet. It's developing. It's like a storm brewing, you know, but we know that we're rolling in the right direction. And it's going to, everything will fall into place. We just have to get into a rhythm and everything. And then we'll all be in a rhythm together and it'll just be one big community and it'll be fun.
It's like, it's 3:30 and we're just waiting for 4:20 and everything's going to come together perfectly, you know?
Exactly. That's right.
It's right here. It's right around the corner.
Exactly.
Yes. Viewers on YouTube. Like, I think we can get there. What are we
like
now? 600 something now, right?
Something, 620, 621, something like that. We're trying to get to 1,000.
We're not as cool
subscribers.
As Bubba, but like,
yes. Head over to YouTube, Tiggs Bits Podcast. Just type in Tiggs Bits. It's going to pull us up. You'll see Bubba content and everything else. But, yeah, give us a
– I'm trying to get to 200
subscribe
subscribers
to
on
it.
X.
We want to start going live, and we want to, you know, we want to interact with the Bubba Army. We like to do those lives at night. Not as much Bubba Army content at night as from what I've seen. There is some stuff that happens here and there. There may be more. I don't know. But we're going to try to go live at least once a week at night. And we want you guys in that chat room chatting it up with us because that show's going to be looser. Now, it won't be as formatted with trying to accomplish all of these things. We'll have an agenda, what we want to talk about in that show, but a lot of it will be driven by you guys and what y'all are saying and what's going on in the chat. So come on, join us. As Blasey says, the water is fine.
DMC, he was down here for a celebrity golf tournament, and Jim McMahon was here, and he's walking around devil fisting Coors Light. He was great. He was barefooted the whole time. He played golf barefooted. I don't know if you knew that. But DMC, so I walked up to him, brief introduction, right, just like, man, nice to meet you, Chad Blasey, or whatever. And he's like, nice to meet you, brother. You know, he said, dude, this is great. I'm having a blast. He was like, I've never been to anything like this one, you know, like this golf tournament. I've never been to a golf tournament. He's like, I'm having a blast. So love it here. So that's great, man. It's awesome. Nice to meet you. I walked away from him. Dude, about 20 minutes later, he comes walking back up to me. He starts asking me some more shit. Dude, next thing I know, me and I, dude, hung out for like 3 hours solid, just running around. He had the best time, dude. We had we were giggling, telling stupid jokes. I mean, you know, basically like just a Hal Laird type deal. You know what I mean? Just getting in it. He had a big time. I mean, I guarantee he still remembers that night because he was talking about how much he loved it. He was like, you got to come back to this every single year. This is the funnest thing I've ever done. He was a cool cat, though, man. He was a super cool cat. Yeah, I had a blast with him. Let's see. Well,
wrap us up here, Blasey. I know you've got things.
Yeah, we could keep
going. What's
going
on in Bubba's world I need to know about? What's going on?
Well, man, you know that latest deal? You know, obviously, they shed off Anna, you know, after you've talked about that. That's when we were talking about all the drama over there. And dude, since then, it's just been like him, like again, he's just everybody's re-energized, right? You can tell everybody, man, you know, it's like so much weight off of them. And everybody's happy, they're doing well. That's why they're trying to set up this whole podcasting network now. They've got a focus of the show. The show's energy is through the roof, man. It is the best. It's the best it's ever been, maybe. Like, it's really that good, in my
opinion.
It's
really rocking and rolling.
And it's amazing to watch that energy level just change literally overnight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's just really what's happening there, mainly. You know, it's just kind of – they've been talking about that, and he's been getting that off his chest and, you know, kind of just the whole – you know, I hate to tell you, the more you look at this, the more you think that Anna probably did know about all this, like, and knew and may have been involved in this, you know.
No way in hell, Blasey, that she didn't know.
Yeah,
no way.
One thing that Lummy brought up that I thought was very telling is the fact that she mentioned one time she got that DJ equipment. And he asked her where she got it from, which she didn't say that Blitz bought it for her. She said she saved up her money and she bought it for herself.
That's a lie.
Now you go back and you look at the PayPal account. Blitz actually bought it with Bubba's money. You know what I mean? And that's exactly – so that's a big tale. Like, that's from a long time ago. So that's been like over a year, I think. So, man, you know, I think Anna was – I don't know how she stayed there. You know what I mean? Why would you hang around? I mean,
that's why she was always so negative and angry and all of that, because she knew in her heart she was wrong.
Yeah.
And when you feel that way, you start to, you know, I mean, you start to get defensive and things like that because you know you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Kind of like a female narcissist in a way. Yeah. I'm not talking bad about Anna. I don't know the lady. We had minimal interactions with her. She was super nice to us.
And, I just think she was in a bad situation, and you know that's her boyfriend though. So I guess she backed him up.
He might have coached her on what to say. You know,
you still got choices.
And he might have told her to hang around, see if they'll give you a PayPal account.
Yeah, let's just
double dip.
Let's drain Bubba for everything that he's worth. But what's a pisser about that is that these people have put their hard-earned money into, like, in a super chat or stuff like that. Like, I can't wait until we get to 1,000 subscribers and we can start doing that. There is a promise right here. If you bring us money, it will be reinvested back into the show in some form or fashion, I assure you. But that there's just, you know, they wanted such and such equipment and it cost $800 and then, cool. Here's $800. Well, where the hell's the equipment?
No equipment.
You know, they never got it. It was in their pockets.
What about a kayak? I mean, what's going to mess up his kayak purchase, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. Speaking of merch, though, and merchandise, come on over to TixBits.com. We've got merchandise over here. Hey, listen. And I'll be honest with you, our merchandise, we've got some cooler stuff there. We're about to really ramp that thing up.
Yeah. Yes.
I've been talking to my buddy Russ here with Signorama, who's going to also be helping sponsor the show. He's going to be getting some banners and stuff and be involved in this big, we're going to break the world record for the longest cornhole toss. He's going to be helping us out there. I talked to him the other day about getting, I want some good hats, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Some cotton shirts, you know what I mean, too, and some different stuff. We're fixing to add some stuff in, man. It's going to get better, but there's some cool stuff out there right now. I got this one on right here, this TixBits.
Yep.
2024.
I'm wearing this little purple TixBits shirt. Yeah, we've got several colors, couple of unique designs that your boy Tiggy made because the thing is I just like to print shirts and have my own shirt. I like these kind of shirts. Like, it's all I wear. This and long sleeve, like, they're just my favorite type of shirt now. I don't know. Just maybe I'm getting old, whatever. Mm-hmm. But multiple designs, I can design them. If you guys have ideas, if there's shirts that that you would like
styles
designed or
shirt.
You have something that I'm capable of. I'm not I'm no genius here. You know, we got to keep it relatively basic. I can do more than just font, but font is simple. Look how nice that looks.
I'll tell you what we need.
Nothing wrong with font.
Ain't nothing wrong with the
font. No, there isn't.
Font's fine.
And we did do that with the tumblers, with the Yeti tumblers.
Different colors.
Did the different colors for each school and the SEC and that kind of stuff.
Oh, what's there? It's cool,
we
man.
That.
We just need
we
to
don't
expand
have
it
these
a
large
more.
Ones available right now, but we do have this. We do have smaller ones. Of course, we have coffee mugs. Now they say TixBits on both sides, so
I want to get that shirt made that Amanda sent to us, and sometime you have to show it. Maybe
we're going to, yes.
It's optical.
Hey, if somebody, one of you guys are listening and you are a designer, we have one heck of an idea on a TixBits shirt. We're not going to give it totally out, but we would be interested to talk to you, so shoot us a little message over at the TixBits podcast.
Grant was saying, shut up.
Yeah, because we got an idea.
It's a great one.
Amanda's got an idea.
Women. Yeah, this is women are gonna love this.
Women will love this shirt, and it will be well branded. We'll love getting pictures of women in the shirt.
Yes.
So
TixBits.
I got an idea. Remind me to mention that after the show because I got something I don't want to drop.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll little one off Willie here. Yeah, so, hey, I've also got coming in, that I mentioned this earlier. Tell you what else, and we can wrap this thing up. But, our show growing and the different platforms we're about to be on, 30 different markets across the country, 24 million potential households.
Yeah.
Then we've got Bubba Army here doing the podcast thing. Dude, that's going to be monstrous in itself. And then what we're already doing here, but what that's led to, dude, every time I'm at Props Brewery, it's funny. It's like this is a great meeting spot for people. And I felt like send them over to me. Like, I'm over at a table, like, hey, Chad, this guy over here wants to come talk to you about being on the podcast. And people come sit down with me and say, I got some ideas with you. I had an alien encounter back in 1996. And it's like, I've had at least 15 of these conversations. I mean, I kid you not. And people come up and introduce, hey, I'd love to come on your podcast. But hey, I got somebody. His name's Bowser, too. Great name.
Oh, yeah. You can't make this up.
This guy, he's going to be our resident alien expert. He's got all this footage and stuff that he has brought together. And He spent 4 years in the Air Force as well, and he looks like an alien. That's the best thing about it. I think he could be. He could take over the bushy hair guy eventually.
He might be a resident alien. Like a TV show.
I told him that, too. I probably did it straight up. But
I'm pretty convinced Blasey and I had this conversation. And he's really dialed in. That was the first thing I said to Blasey. He was like, hell, maybe this guy's an alien.
Yeah, I really want to have him on. Like, I think he's going to be – I think it's going to be fun.
after the fact, y'all will be listening to this. We're going live on Wednesday, so you'll go back and you can go back and listen to that. We're going to be playing that clip in that show. Yeah, we will play that clip in that show where he just comes in and gives. Blasey said he just pressed record, told him to tell us a little bit about himself, and he nailed like a minute seven perfect elevator speech, and I am beyond intrigued. My response was, when can he come on?
I got my phone out, and I said, I pulled up a camera, and he didn't even know what I was doing. He was just talking about wanting to do it sometime. I was like, all right, well, why don't you tell us about it? And that's exactly what I did. And, I mean, right in his face, you know what I mean? Dude, he hammered it, brother. I was like, that was impressive. I mean, what a great audition. Like, you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
Anyway,
Bowser, you're in. Is that your legal name? Is that your real name? I'm going to need a birth certificate to prove this. And maybe a form of identification. But
It sounds like Mork from Mork and Mindy. Maybe it's an alternative name. You know?
Dude, I can't wait to get into this stuff that he's going to tell us, though. It's going to be bizarre. And it's going to be wild. And
It is.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
I am too, man.
Yeah. Well, boys,
I'm as fired up for this show as I am free crawfish that somebody else is cooking. You know what I mean?
You're damn right. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun, dude.
Fired up.
We're going to get loose up in here.
We're going to get loose.
We're going to have a drink. We're going to tell some stories, have some guests, BS with BS.
That's right. Exclusively to you guys.
That's it.
At the Bubba Army Network, man. The Bubba Army Podcast and all you guys at the Bubba Army. So, look, boys. Let's call it a show. We're going to see you fellas next week. Until then, see ya.
Across California, school food professionals are using their skills to develop recipes that incorporate fresher ingredients and more scratch cooking. Learn how they're cooking up change at schoolfoodpros.org. Grant provided by California Community College's Chancellor's Office.